ground.
From the lucky you to you, it's the Sons of the Pioneers!
Well, hi, everybody. My name's Ken Curtis, one of the Sons of the Pioneers, bringing you a great big Western welcome from all the Pioneers and the rest of the gang on the lucky you to you. We're going to try to entertain you again today with a little singing, maybe a chuckle or two, and a thought for the day. So I don't see any reason why we don't get the thing started with a little tune called There's a Rainbow Over the Range.
There's a rainbow over the range, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. Hear the cowboys yippee-yi-yo, while the doggies bill and low. The sun is riding high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found that trail just a magic tale that born in the sun and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found that trail just a magic veil that's born in the sun and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
Thank you very much. You know, now that we're back on the Lucky You Ranch,
Then, George, you walk past the corral, turn to your right, and cross the creek.
Yeah, Shug. Past the corral.
Shug.
Yes, Kenneth. You wish you wanted to talk to me?
I certainly do.
Well, you'll have to make an appointment. I'm busy talking to George Putnam.
That's just what I'm afraid of. Now, are you by any chance asking him to do something?
Well, when we're in Hollywood, the chores around here are kind of neglected on this ranch, and I figured him anxious to learn all about the West.
What I figured. What did you want George to do?
I only wanted him to go down and find that gated horse we lost.
I see.
Now, let me be sure I've got it straight, Shug. Yep. After I get down the lower pasture, I hide in the grass right alongside the gate, right?
That's right, George, old peanut pusher number two. And remember, you can't let yourself be seen.
Shug.
Quiet, Kenneth.
And then I watch the horses as they come up to the gate, and the one who opens the gate...
That's the gated horse you're looking for, huh?
That's correct, George. You can't miss.
Well, thanks a lot, Shug, for letting me help out. Hey, isn't it funny? You know, I've read about the West, but that's the first time I knew that a gated horse opened gates.
George,
I better hurry.
George, before you leave, I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure, Ken. What is it?
Well, finding that horse may take you longer than you think. So before you go, what's a good word for today?
Ah, glad you asked me that, Ken. You know the good word for today, and every day is planters.
That's what I figured.
Yes, sir, and of course. Planters is the word for peanuts, and planters is also the word for peanut butter. The only peanut butter in all the world made of planters peanuts. And you know, here's a tip for all you wives and mothers who'll be packing lunches in 1952. Peanut butter sandwiches are the number one favorite with both the school children and their hardworking dads. So be sure those peanut butter sandwiches are extra good by making them with extra delicious Planters peanut butter. Why, this wonderful peanut butter is rich in fine peanut flavor. It's always smooth and creamy and easy spreading because Planters peanut butter is homogenized. Now, that's a big word, but it means a special mixing process keeps it creamy rich from top to bottom. So buy the better peanut butter, packed by the most famous name in peanuts. Look for the familiar figure of Mr. Peanut on every lead-labeled jar. And remember, Planters is the word for peanut oil and peanut butter.
Well, I guess I'd better go look for Shug's gated horse, but I'll be back to you. You take over.
Famous Farr brothers, Hugh on the flying fiddle and Carl on the galloping guitar, putting a little joy in the Meilenberg joys.
Boy, they sure whip those instruments into a dead run, don't they, Ken?
They sure do, Lloyd.
Say, Ken, we found a wonderful gold deed letter for today.
Well, that's wonderful, Lloyd. You know, friends, the Lucky U Ranch is located on the desert's edge here in Southern California, and someday we hope to have the best neighbors in the whole world living on it. And we will, too, because you can't buy the land. You have to earn it by giving someone else a helping hand. We call it a gold deed for a good deed. Of course, it's not city property we're awarding, and it hasn't been improved, but we're happy we can say thanks with a gift of a part of the good old USA. Where's today's letter from, Lloyd?
It's from Oaklanden, Indiana, and was written by Mrs. K.R. Havlin. Here's what she writes. I'm writing you from a tuberculosis sanatorium where I've been a patient for 9 months. The man that I want to tell you about is one of our laboratory technicians, and he also lives here. He was a patient himself for 11 years and was a very sick man. But now he's been cured, but he still works here at the sanatorium. It's impossible for me to tell you all the wonderful things that this man does for the patients. He buys them cakes and ice cream and other knickknacks, but most important, he also buys medicine for those who can't afford it. All of this comes out of his own pockets. He fixes our lights, our earphones, and other appliances when they go bad, and he does errands for us. Many times, he runs extra tests on patients all on his own. He never hesitates to visit the patients daily in their rooms, always giving a word of encouragement to those who are depressed, as we all get many times. We all believe that he deserves some kind of recognition for his kindness and generosity. His name is Mr. Wayne Nelson, Sunnyside Sanatorium, Oaklanden, Indiana. The letter is signed Mrs. K.R. Havlin.
Well, I know, friends, you all agree that this wonderful man, Mr. Wayne Nelson, certainly deserves today's Gold Deed Award to the acre of land down here on the Lucky U. And along with it goes the Sons of the Pioneers song salute written by our old buddy Tim Spencer, The Waltz of the Roses. We had the pleasure of recording for RCA Victor a short time back. Hope you liked it.
Oh, that was beautiful, fellas.
Well, Betty, thank you. You kind of sneaked up on us.
I did sort of tiptoe in, but I didn't want to disturb you during that beautiful song.
Well, I'm glad you showed up, Betty. And I was just wondering, are you still interested in the West?
I sure am, Lloyd.
Well, being way out here in California, I know this is going to be hard to believe. But at one time, the last outpost of the West was in and around Kansas, the center of the United States. And it was real rough country, believe me.
I know. I've read a little bit about it. Quantrill's Raiders and Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah, and the James boys worked in and around that country, too. And, of course, you've heard of the famous Boot Hill in Dodge City.
Oh, yes.
Well, do you know what this is all leading up to?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it was supposed to be leading up to way out west in Kansas, but we've had a change of heart and decided we're fixing to do another tune. But I'll tell you something, Betty. One thing that you will like about it, it features a certain friend of yours named Tommy Doss.
Oh, good.
Titled The Chant
of the Wanderer.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trill, and the mountain so high where the cataracts fill. Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wondrous calls of the whispering hills.
The rippling rills, the cataracts fill, the whippoorwill trill.
Let me live on the range where the tumbleweeds grow. Let the silver sand change where the prairie winds blow.
Let the wanderers sing where the wanderers go. Let the melody ring, for he's happy, I know.
The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
Follow the trail where the buffalo roam. Let a silver cloud sail where the setting sun shone.
Let the lobo wolf wail in a broken heart tone. Let a storm, let a gale, till the prairies lie home.
A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam.
A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam.
Time, didn't we, Betty?
You sure did, but I enjoyed it anyway.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Well, now, if you'd have told Betty about Chickasha, Oklahoma, now that would have been something, Bud.
Oh, really, Shook?
Why, I'm telling you, back in the days when the Indians were tearing that country apart, a man wasn't safe unless he was bald.
Oh, really, Shook?
Yeah.
Why wasn't he safe unless he was bald, Shook?
Ask me that again, Kenneth.
I said, why wasn't a man safe unless he was bald?
Because, you burr-head, you, the Indians figured he'd already been scalped.
Shook, get out of here.
Oh, Ken, don't run Sugar off. I think that's fascinating.
You do, Betty? Yeah. Well, Kenneth, I guess you'll wait until you're spoken to after this.
Tell me some more, Shook.
Well, I'll tell you, Betty. My grandfather was one of the most famous old Indian fighters in that part of the country.
Really, Shook? What was his name?
Betty. That ain't what you were supposed to ask me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shook, but what should I have
said? Oh, never mind. Here comes old Wren Brain Curtis. I'll get him. Say, Kenneth, old friend, old pal, old Buttonhead.
Yes, Shook?
Did you know that my grandfather was one of the most famous old Indian fighters in Oklahoma?
I sure do, Shug. And I know why he quit, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because he ran out of old Indians.
I'll call up one side of you and down the other in a minute. I was supposed to say that.
Howdy, fellas, or one of you two will end up with a fat lip. And if it's Ken, he can't sing south of the border.
Yeah, well, Carl will tell you something. If he'll promise to sing way south and keep on going, I'll listen.
All right, Sugar, my boy, I'll do this just for you. Way south.
South of the border, down Mexico way, there's where I fell in love when stars above
came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray. South of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed a smile upon her face, for it was fiesta and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way, then she smiled as I whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way, ay, 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 ay,
Ken, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you, Betty.
I wish Tommy would sing romantic songs like that.
You do, Betty?
Yes, I do. A girl likes to be told, even if it's only in a song, that she's pretty. Well, what have you got to say to that, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Don't be agreeing with me.
No.
Oh, you like to sing songs like...
Like what, Betty?
Like Wabash Cannonball.
Betty Taylor, I am ashamed of you, starting the new year off with such a sneaky song introduction.
Why, Lloyd, I don't know what you mean.
Not much you don't. Didn't I hear you humming Wabash Cannonball when you were walking up the path?
Yes, but...
And didn't you tell Tommy that that was the song you'd like to sing today?
Well, I confess. But now, what can I do?
I think the best idea would be to sing it, Betty.
All right. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, to the green o'flowing mountains, to the south held by the moor. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. A regular combination, the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodlands, to the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of engine, hear the lonesome hobo call, a racing through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. She pulled into Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear the people say, that train from Indiana, she's long and she's tall, a mighty combination called the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to that old engineer, his name will ever stay and always be remembered in the
course throughout the land. When his earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall, they'll take him home to Dixie on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodlands through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, a-racing through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Thank you very much, Betty. Say, that is real fine.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. You know, Tommy and I are only fooling.
Well, I sort of suspected it.
Well, I better be getting back to District School number 3 before my pupils have an eraser fight or something just as disastrous.
Oh, say, Betty.
Yes, Hugh?
Before you go, do you have time to listen to the thought for the day?
You know, Hugh, I always have time for that.
Well, I particularly wanted you to hear it because, being a schoolteacher and this letter being from a little girl, I know you'll enjoy it. This little girl lives in Vancouver, Washington. I'll read you what she wrote. She says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneer, I've been listening to your program for quite a while now, and I want you to have a thought I got from one of the stories I was reading to my little sister. It was about a mouse who wanted to fly and found out it wasn't so nice to fly after all. The thought is, never try to be what you aren't. The letter is signed, sincerely, your friend, Joan Shapiro."
Well, I think that's a wonderful thought, Hugh. Never try to be what you aren't. I like it.
You know, so do I, Betty. Say, fellas, if we move right along here, I think we've got time for one more. This seems to be Tim Spencer Day, but another tune written by our good buddy Tim Spencer entitled "Roll Along, Jordan." I'm gonna ride away from here. I'm gonna ride away from here. Darkness falling, Gabriel calling. I'm gonna ride away from here.
Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me on my way. Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me home today.
I'm gonna sing away up there. I'm gonna sing away up there. Heaven's blessing, sweet caressing. I'm gonna sing away up there.
Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me on my way. Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me on today.
I'm gonna shout away up there. I'm gonna shout away up there. Hallelujah, coming to you. I'm gonna shout away up there.
Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me on my way. Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me home today.
That famous Sons of the Pioneers theme song, Tumbling Tumbleweed. It just means we've come to the end of another daily visit with all of you out there along our Lucky You Line. We've enjoyed being with you. And you know, before I forget, may I remind you once again to drop us a line when you get a minute, whether it's a request for a song, a letter about some person you think's deserving of a gold deed to an acre of our Lucky You Land, some inspirational thought, or just to say hello. We'd love to hear from you. That address, of course, is Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California. And so for now, this is George Putnam saying, for the sons of the pioneers, our pretty schoolmarm Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of the Lucky You gang, so long, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. American Soul on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.